Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone, and I hope you've all had a wonderful week so far. Welcome to another show of The Art of Seduction, where we bring you to the edge of your seats with sultry, seductive, warm, and wonderful poetry. And with me is my awesome and beautiful co-host, Pam Ray. Hi, Pam. How are you tonight?
You know what? I'm doing great. I'm enjoying a glass of wine and looking forward to tonight's poetry. A wonderful lineup of sensual poetry tonight. Plus, it was just a beautiful day. We got up to 41 degrees. The little snow that was on the ground started melting. I went for a walk. Went and checked out a secondhand store. Didn't find what I was looking for, but did go to another store where they were having a sale on some Christmas items. So, you know, it was just all in all, it was a nice day. Got out, got some exercise, enjoyed some sunshine, and all good. How about yourself?
I really like those secondhand stores, by the way. Oh, my gracious, you can
Me
find the
too.
most amazing things in there, you know. But you know, it's really an outing, you know. You have to have the time, you have to take the time, you have to dig, you have to go through
Yes.
piles of stuff, but you can find some awesome things, you know. Yeah, well, me, I worked a little bit, got a bit of job done, webcam meeting, and just talk to my daughter, got news from all my kids, they're doing well, and relaxed, and I didn't get out today. It was freezing, windy here, colds, and blah. But
Oh boy, yeah, we're gonna have that in this.
I have to get out for a walk there, like tomorrow, you know. Yeah. I usually go for a walk every day, and I've been so lazy lately. Oh my gracious, you know, the winter just. Oh, anyway,
Oh, you wouldn't blame
November
me with
just.
that cold weather. I don't blame you at all. I'd be staying inside too.
Are we just the both of us for now, Pam?
Let me double check, but yes, as of right now, it's just the two of us. So,
Okay.
all
Yeah, so
right.
we have a I learned a new word lately, hodgepodge, you know, me being English. So I put it in a contest. I'm trying to use it. I love that word, hodgepodge. So we have a great hodgepodge tonight of, carryovers from previous contests and from writes from a new contest I wrote. I put up. We have the carryovers from the contest I feel you here with me that had the dreamy artwork of Gary Benfield. And then we have the con carryovers from your contest, Pam, where you pulled out those awesome song lines from Chaka Khan. And that art piece by Olga Shishko, something like that. Olga Shishko. I wrote this stuff down. I don't know that. I'm not that, I don't have that great a memory. And then I ran and then we have the rights from the contest I ran with that art, the great prompts from the artist that calls herself Electra Art,
Oh,
so yeah,
neat.
so we
Absolutely gorgeous artwork.
Those were awesome contests. We do good work. We do good work. Tap ourselves
Yes,
on the
we do.
back. Yeah. Sip a little bit of bubbly. Yeah. And cheers to us. But we have awesome poets that write and encourage us every week, and thank goodness for them, because wow, without them, the show wouldn't exist. So cheers to all you great poets out there. We love you. And so we have 20 rights on the board. And whenever you're ready, Pam, whenever you're ready, my dear.
All right. Sounds good to me. I'm looking forward to it. Well, right up first we have Creature of the Night by Daniel Duhane. And go ahead, please, Naomi, and give that a read.
Okay, this is called Creature of the Night. When the hands of sleep was upon me, through the window flew a bat that landed on my bed and transformed into a creature of the night with a lust for blood. Awakened by a noise, I saw the beautiful seductress with hypnotic eyes staring at me. through soulless eyes of glossy black, which were somehow hypnotizing, drawing me into a trance-like state, which left me frozen with fear as the creature drew her lips near mine, setting mine on fire from its kiss, and her body pressed against mine, revealing a cold, slimy substance on mine. In my trepidation, I knew I was in the grips of a corpse, but could not be released from its spell, as two irregular fangs pressed against my neck, then dug deep into my skin. But I was powerless to stop it from happening and felt like I was witnessing it happen from outside my body, as if I were some ethereal being trapped in a maze of darkness. End poem. And you know, what a great dark rite from Danielle, my gracious, you know, I just loved, you know, the emotions, the darkness, the emotion, the fear that you feel, the chill, the glossy black, you know, the soulless eyes of glossy black, hypnotic eyes, soulless eyes of glossy black. I really like that, you know, drawing me into a trance-like state, you know, pressing her lips near mine and setting mine on fire with its kiss. I really liked, you know, a lot of, you know, the fangs pressed against my neck. So, you know, it's like some kind of dark vampire kind of creature, you know, that attacked him in the night there. Well, attacked him. I think he liked the attack. But the wonderful write by Danielle Zam. What did you think, Pam?
This certainly was a great dark write. Very captivating. I really like where he says, transformed into a creature of the night with a lust for blood, and awakened by a noise, I saw the beautiful seductress with hypnotic eyes staring at me through soulless eyes of glossy black, which somehow hypnotizing, drawing me into a trance-like state. I like how he... It seems as if this creature is a mix of, you know, a succubus, a vampire, and a zombie. And it's fascinating how he put all those elements together to create this creature of darkness. So nicely done. And.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Right. Thank you so much, Danielle.
All right. Up next, we have, oh, that's actually the link to the contest. Never mind. Ignore that. All right. Let me actually go ahead and take that off of the board because I didn't mean to put that on. Oh, that's funny. All right. So, up next, we have Haunting Pleasure by Sector Hunter, and it goes like this. Within the realm of dreams, I feel her, I hear her, as she emerges from the shadows, seduction spilling from lips as I am swept up in an alluring aura radiating from every pore. Brought to my knees in love and devotion, being blessed by her loving touch, pulled between heavenly gates to worship, tasting of ambrosia, the nectar of the gods, the sweetest of cream dripping upon a waiting tongue, probing inner chambers, haunting gasp, of a supernatural release before slipping back into the night, awakening to a lingering taste and poem.
Wonderful read there, Pam. And you know, another, you know, I don't know, maybe it's that dreamy like quality of the writing that brings out the hauntingness in the writes. But you know, there's another like heavenly, like a kind of goddess of love here, maybe Athena that came down on him during the, you know, during his, within his sleep and emerging from the shadows and, you know, radiating from every pore. I just love the way the sweetest cream dripping upon a waiting tongue probing inner chambers. That is awesome. A haunting grasp of supernatural release before slipping back into the night, awakening to a lingering taste. And this makes me think of sometimes, you know, when you have those great dreams and then you always wake up, you know, before they're finished in the middle and you're like, oh, darn it. And then you try to go back to sleep to get back into the dream, but it never works. Oh, boy. Anyway, wonderful write by Sector Hunter here. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I have to agree. But before I finish commenting, I would like to welcome Jody to the show. Welcome, Jody. Hi. Glad you could join us.
Hey,
evening,
hi,
lady.
Jody.
How you doing,
Join
Pam?
Join the party. Doing fine. And you?
I'm doing well.
Yeah,
well,
you
doing,
had a good day?
Yeah, I got a productive day, I guess.
good. So, yeah. Did you get, yeah?
Yeah, I listened to it. I enjoyed that. That's an incredible artwork as well. I mean, Poe is incredible. It was expressive. He used art and seduction very well. The imagery was very evocative and vivid. I enjoyed that. It was a very good write.
Yeah. Yeah, the Gary Benfield, he's a great artist. And yeah, indeed, very evocative wording in this write for sure. Great comment, Jody. And Pam, what did you think, my dear?
Oh, I really like this. This is just absolutely stunning sensuality. I love the sense of reverence that is in here. I think if he hasn't already, Sector Hunter should write for the Art of Seduction contest that Fill My Eyes is running, because I think he could do something really great with that quote. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is, yep. And this is absolutely beautiful all the way through. But I especially like where he says, brought to my knees in loving devotion, being blessed by her loving touch, pulled between heavenly gates to worship, tasting of ambrosia, the nectar of the gods. Wonderful lines and very well done.
That was an awesome stanza indeed. Yeah, wonderful comment, Pam. And what will be our next write?
Well, Jody is just in time. And there you go, Jody. There's your poem, Mirror Souls. And give it a read for us, please.
Okay, absolutely. All right, Mirror Souls. In a realm where time stands still, two souls intertwine with divine will. Dancing on the canvas of destiny's thread, ephemeral yet eternal, alive yet dead. Golden hues of passion flare, whispers of a love so rare. With every stroke the artist's hand Catchers of love only few can understand. A twin flame's touch, a sacred bond. Beyond the veils, beyond the beyond. Burning desire, yet pure and chaste. A love that time can never waste. She, with a rose, so delicate and fine. Symbol of love forever to shine. He, a shadow, her guiding light. Together they blaze, igniting the night. Their forms merge, yet distant they remain. Distinct they remain. A paradox of love, pleasure, and pain. Bound by stars, their fates aligned. A twin flame journey, divinely designed. Sensual and deep, their spirits soar. Craving connection, longing for more. Drawn by a force neither can resist, they are lost and found in each other's passion and bliss. Such is the tale of these souls so rare, dancing through life on currents of air. For in this masterpiece, one can see the magic of twin flames forever to be. End poem.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful read and write, Jody. You know, I like the way that you took the art, and you know, you put the golden youth of passion's flare in there, because you know the artwork itself, it has that golden like youth to it all through it. And then you know, you use the twin flames, which is amazing, because you know, you see her and you see him, like you know, he's like a kind of ghostly figure in the background there, surrounding her. So I just love, you know, the way you ran with the prompt, the twin flames touch, a sacred bond, beyond the veils, beyond the beyond. I love that, beyond the beyond, burning desire, yet pure and chaste. I love that time can never waste. That is so amazing. And then their forms merge, yet remain, yet distinct they remain, a paradox of love, pleasure, and pain. Bond by stars, their fates aligned, a twin flame journey divinely designed. I love the rhythm, the flow of this, the beautiful imagery throughout. And, you know, the title, Mirror Souls, is just amazing. So I love this ride all the way throughout, Jody. Loved every stanza. It's just beautifully written. Yes. Thank you for writing. And Pam, your thoughts.
Yeah, this is definitely a beautiful romantic write with great rhyme and flow, wonderful imagery. I love the way you've touched on the philosophy of twin souls, of those twin flames, that love that is meant to be, that is that guiding light and is strong and powerful. I really like a twin flame's touch, a sacred bond, beyond the veil, beyond the beyond, burning desire, yet pure and chaste, a love that time can never waste. And then also where you say, sensual and deep, their spirits soar, craving connection, longing for more, drawn by a force neither can resist, they are lost and found in each other's passion and bliss. I think those are wonderful, sensual, and romantic lines, beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you. Yeah, I got a, in the background, it kind of looked to me, you know, when I was studying the artwork, like, is it like a soul behind it, right? That's what kind of inspired the idea. Yeah.
I like that. Very cool.
Absolutely. You really really captured the essence of the artwork, I find, so beautifully. So, bravo. And is there anything else you wanted to say about your write, Jody?
Yeah, no, I was kind of fascinated with the whole twin flame journey. I was studying on that, and it's pretty interesting how people talk about that. Like, you know, it's a one soul split, right?
Oh yeah, really?
Yeah, so I guess that's why they, you know, crave each other so much, because apparently they're of one soul. I mean, I don't know, it's a pretty interesting concept.
But wow,
yeah,
I like
it. Fun to write about. I did some research on it a little bit.
Oh, neat. Yeah, that would be something that would fascinate me. I think I'm going to look that up and read on that. It sounds amazing. Jeremy's on, asking if there's any show tonight. Yes, Jeremy, we're on a show right now.
Oh, yeah. He's just being a smart ass.
Oh my gracious. And Pam, what's up next?
All right, up next we have Souls Ablaze by Betty Page. And oh, by the way, we've gone now into the Right from the Chaka Khan songline content. So, and with that, if you go ahead, Naomi, and read Betty's poem.
Okay. Souls ablaze, spark up twisting flames, come on dance from dusk till dawn, twirls in unison. My soul is ablaze, twisting, curving round you, sweet, delicious, divine. Spark up twisting flames, come on dance from dusk till dawn, twirls in unison. Ignite, I'm mind blown, mesmerizing, watching fate, I'm lost in daydreams. My soul is ablaze, twisting, curving round you, sweet, delicious, divine. Speak up, twisting flames, come on, dance from dusk till dawn, twirls in unison. My soul is ablaze, twisting, curving round you, sweet, deliciously divine. Night, my mind blown, mesmerizing, watching fate, I'm lost in daydreams. End poem. Wow, what an amazing write that was. And, oh, yeah, she wrote to the line, oh, baby, you set my soul on fire. And, you know, what an amazing line that was. But, you know, I really like a repetition in this poem. You know, my soul is ablaze, twisting, curving round you, sweet, delicious, divine. You know, and the repetition that the other stanzas, you know, it really is written like a song, you know. So amazing write by Betty Page here. What did you think, Jody, of Betty Page's write?
Oh, I think she has incredible talent for, you know, making the listener feel every word that she writes. I like that. Both intimate and profound. I like how she incorporated dance in that, because that's a very sensual act, you know, two people dancing together. Don't happen very often anymore, I don't feel like, but it's not for me. But, yeah, I love Lost in the Daydreams. That's always a great place to be when you're thinking of someone. Yeah, she did an incredible job. Great, right?
Yeah, wonderful. It depends what kind of dancing you're doing now, Jody.
don't let Jody fool you. He's probably got a stripper pole like a set up in his bedroom.
No comment.
Oh, that's so funny, Pam.
Can't be good at everything. I'm definitely not a good dancer.
Oh, me neither. My girls laugh at me. Oh, my gracious. I'm like, you know, I'm really discoordinated. You know, my girls are the best dancers ever. Oh, my gracious. They're just so beautiful to watch. And my son was a dancer, like he was a star here in Quebec, you know. He won contests, and then he danced with, I don't know if you know, the twins, Pam, the break dancers, the twins. Yeah.
The only twins I know are the ones from The Shining. So, you know.
You don't want to dance with those two.
But that's awesome. Yeah, my kids, I don't know where they got it from. It wasn't from me because, you know, oh my gracious, I'm so discoordinated. My body parts don't work together. They don't flow together. But I love dancing anyway. I'll do it anyway. And, you know, slow dancing, come on. Yeah, slow dancing. You just hang on to the other person and let yourself be sway. So that's great. That's a great kind of dancing. Yeah,
I
Jody?
I thought you were still talking about the stripper pole.
Pam, what did you think of Betty's write?
Oh, I thought this was just absolutely beautiful. Wonderful imagery and heartfelt lines. I love how she writes on the idea of the mind blown by the deep connection of love and lust between two people. I really like where she says, "My soul is ablaze, twisting, curving round you, sweet, delicious, divine. Spark up, twisting flames. Come on, dance from dusk till dawn, twirls in unison. Ignite, I'm mind blown, mesmerizing, watching fate. I'm lost in daydreams." You know, wonderful lines all the way through and just very well done.
Absolutely. Thank you so, so much, Betty. Oh, my gracious, isn't she amazing? You know, she encourages us every week with her, you know, just mind-blowing, amazing writing. So, wow, you know, thank you so much. And where are we going next, Pam?
Up next, we have Sweet Surprise by Liquid Mind Forever. And it goes like this. "Oh, oh, oh, my heart shatters my thought, scatters nothing but you matters, it's true, though few construe it, you who reposes, one blue left eye, you and I cry. Oh, 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 my, oh, 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 my, what a sweet surprise. I've the best of both worlds, you're my tilt-a-whirl girl. There in your eyes I find my tilt-a-whirl girl, such an oh, 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 my, sweet, sweet, sweet surprise. So here's my big blue-eyed, blue-green lullaby. Never, ever say goodbye. Don't even try. For me, there's no goodbye. Never, ever for a blue-green hush-a-bye. When you wink your green right eye and you so softly sigh, baby, baby, I need you so. Please stay. Never let me go. I know beneath those thick mascaraed lashes, all the whys, why your baby cries. Oh, 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 my. Oh, 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 my. What a sweet, sweet surprise. Around the world and back again, no matter where, no matter when, just send those baby blue green eyes to mesmerize, to amortize my debts, all bets. I know beneath those thick mascaraed lashes, all the whys, why your baby cries. Oh, 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 my. Oh, 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 my. What a sweet surprise. I need look no further than you to find all I need. All my hopes come true. Through you, it's true with your baby blue-green eyes. My heart throbs. My heart sobs. I die. I cry. I know you're the why. I see through you to those baby green blue eyes, such a sweet surprise. in your eyes, no alibi lies. Oh, 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 oh my. Oh, 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 oh my. What a sweet surprise. I know beneath those thick mascara lashes, all the whys why your baby cries. You've sent those baby blue-green eyes to mesmerize, to amortize. My debts, all bets. Oh, 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 oh my. Oh, 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 oh my, what a sweet surprise. From between your thighs, when I look up into the right and left baby blue-green eyes, I'm mesmerized, amortized, no alibis, no sighs, all my debts, all my bets set. Oh, 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 oh my, oh, 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 oh my, what a sweet surprise. So here's my big blue, my big eye, blue-green lullaby, never say goodbye, don't even try. For me, there's no goodbye, never, ever, for my blue-green eyes. Hush-a-bye, my, oh, so sweet, sweet, sweet surprise. No goodbye, my lullaby, my, oh, 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 my, oh, so sweet, oh, so sweet, 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 sweet. Blue-green eyed, sweet, sweet, surprise, surprise, surprise. When you wink your green right eye and you so softly sigh. Baby, baby, I need you so. Please stay, never, never let me go. I know beneath those thick mascara lashes all the whys and why you baby, your baby cries. Oh, 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 oh my. Oh, 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 oh my. What a sweet, sweet surprise and poem.
Oh, what a wonderful read, Pam. And, you know, I think Liquid Mind Forever rebaptized, you know, the phrase drowning in your eyes. you know, the wonderful green, blue-green lullaby. That's what a wonderful way to talk about somebody's eyes, to call them, you know, a lullaby that you get lost in, that sing to you. And I love the repetition in this, you know, the oh, 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 oh my, oh, 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 oh my, what a sweet, sweet surprise. You know, the being so captivated by somebody else and always surprised by that other person. I have the word in French, but I'm looking for it in English. Marveled by them, you know, almost as if there were some kind of magician that is swooping you in, you know, and making you want them, you know, and more and more and more. So a great, great write by Liquid Mind Forever here. And what did you think, Jody?
I thought that was a very interesting take. There's a raw honesty in that poem that I really like, you know, discussing the intricacies of attraction and the art. You know, the eyes are a window to the soul. They tell you everything you need to know, whether it be bedroom eyes or not in a million years eyes. Definitely send you the vibration of the situation. But, yeah, he really did a great job of blending all that throughout the poem. I really like that. That was a pretty cool take.
I like that. Not in a million not in a million years, eyes. That's what you said. I never heard that one before. Oh boy, I always learn something new on these shows. These English expressions that really crack me up. Not in a million years, eyes. Yeah, you can forget it. Amazing.
Words ain't got a rhyme to know it's a rap when you get that in mind.
And Pam, what did you think of Liquid Mind Forever's write?
I liked the lyrical quality of this with the use of repetition and the rhyme and flow. And it has a kind of a bluesy type quality. I really like how she writes on to me the idea of knowing that the sweet surprise of love is right next to you. And I like how she brings in both happiness and the tears. And it's almost as if the tears are the idea of being so overwhelmed with the love and the physical attraction that you feel for this person, you know, that it just brings tears to your eyes. I also really like where she uses the phrase tilt a whirl, where she says, "You're my tilt a whirl girl, there in your eyes I find my tilt a whirl girl." You know, I like that because you think of how dizzy that ride makes you at the fair, and the idea of a love that, you know, so intoxicating, a lust that's so intoxicating, it makes you dizzy. You know, I mean, it's just a really wonderful and captivating write and very well done.
Absolutely. I like that. Makes you dizzy. Absolutely. Everybody wants a love like that, eh? That makes you just, your heart and your head just, you know, swirl on you. That is just
your roller coaster buddy.
Yeah, roller coaster buddy. I like that. That's amazing. And where are we going next, Pam?
Well, up next we have Eternal Equinox Ecstasy by Jenny the Deep. And Jody, would you give that a read for us, please?
Yeah, let me refresh. Okay, here we go. I got it. Eternal Equinox Ecstasy. Enveloped in your exotic eucalyptus lips, your symphonic moans vibrantly enchant me, blossoming between us in springtime bliss. Like roots of maple trees, our love runs deep, flying high above marigolds and fields of green. Tantalizing adrenaline rushes to my restless hips. Together we sway gingerly like autumn leaves, tenderly like branches we touch tip to tip. Intoxicated by the equinox breeze, it's each other we sip. Like sap we stick together, just you and me, baby. In moonlit lakes, you are who I want to swim with. Eternally connecting, forever feeling fierce, fiery heat. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Jody. And, you know, this is what an enchanting write by Jenny the Deep. My gracious, you know, beautifully written with amazing imagery in here. I really love, you know, how she, you know, uses nature to, you know, focus, you know, most of her poem, focus that bring out that imagery, bring out those emotions, bring out those metaphors. Just amazing. Like the second stanza, flying high above marigolds and fields of green, tantalizing adrenaline rushes to my restless hips. Together we sway gingerly like autumn leaves, tenderly like branches we touch tip to tip. So we have both the seduction, the sensual, and as we have the romantic in there, you know, with the tenderly like branches we touch tip to tip. And I can just see that, you know, the two bodies swaying like the autumn leaves. Just wonderful writing all the way through. And what did you think, Pam?
This is beautiful. It is really, it's sensual and romantic, has a great use of rhyme and alliteration. And I too really like the way she used nature and the movement of nature and the scenery of it to convey sensuality. And I especially like flying high above marigolds and fields of green, tantalizing adrenaline rushes to my hip, restless hips. Together we sway gingerly like autumn leaves. I mean, you can just see the movement and, you know, the connection between these two people. You know, beautiful lines and very well done.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment there, Pam. And I love that you said, you know, the movement. Yeah, we see the great movement in this poem. And Jody, what did you think, my dear?
Yeah, I thought it was an excellent write, too. As I was reading it, first few lines caught my attention. The symphonic moans vibrantly enchant me, blossoming between us, springtime bliss. I just thought that her use of metaphors for a seductive power was brilliantly executed. It's very sensual and thought-provoking. I thought she did a very good job.
Yeah.
Like her art.
Great comment. So thank you so much, Jenny the Deep. Another, you know, faithful writer that encourages us every week. So thank you so, so much. So appreciate it. And what will we have up next, Pam?
Up next, we have Bonfire by Forgotten Dream. And go ahead, please, Naomi, and give that a read.
Okay, so this is Bonfire. Against the charcoal skies of a starless night, your breath curls like plumed smoke, spicy incense, and lightly charred pine. My mouth salivating as I slowly inhale. Dark eyes flicker like dancing flames, casting redolent shadows across the glowing ridges of pale moon face, our shoulders undulating in panting unison. I swallow words whispered from fiery lips as my body begins coiling around yours, fingers tug and lace together like magnets pulling. Burning tongue licks sizzling skin, tasting fervid desire and briny sweat. I devour you like crackling fire consumes dry wood. End poem. What a wonderful write, oh my gracious, by Forgotten Dreams, with you know, the amazing imagery again and those amazing metaphors. I swallow words whispered from fiery lips as my body begins coiling around yours. Fingers tug and lace together like magnets pulling. Oh, that's so, such amazing writing. You know, the you can feel all the passion here between these two people. You know, this fire that's all consuming as they join together here, you know, they become the dancing flames, you know, in their lovemaking. Just a wonderful, wonderful, sensual piece. And what did you think, Pam?
This is beautiful. And this got a front page pick, which was definitely well deserved. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so congratulations on that, Forgotten Dream. This is absolutely brilliant how she uses the fire as an extended metaphor. I really thought it had amazing imagery and metaphor and was this stunning, seductive write on the desire, as you say, Naomi, that just completely consumes. And I really like it all the way through. But especially your breath curls like plumed smoke, spicy incense, and lightly charred pine, my mouth salivating as I slowly inhale. And another part I really like is that N stands all the way through, but especially where she says, burning tongues lick sizzling skin, tasting fervid desires and briny sweat. Those are just absolutely brilliant, seductive lines and very well done.
Absolutely brilliant. I think there's a great word to describe, you know, forgotten dreams, you know, amazing writing metaphors and imagery. And Jody, what did you think?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. I've always found that when I was near fire, that's when I was the most mind, body, and spirit all at the same time. You know what I mean? I always felt whole and as one there. So to be able to explore that bonfire in the context of seduction is very innovative. I thought they did a very good job with that, fusing that all together the way they did. And, you know, especially when you have someone standing there by the fire with you, warming your bones when it's cold out. Yeah, that was a great job. I can see how that made the front page for sure. Great job.
Yeah. Bonfire on the beach, guys. Nothing more, nothing like it. You see here the waves lapping in against the shore and the vastness of the, you know, underneath the, and at night too, you know, the moon and the shimmering of the moon on the waves and the sound and just the, you know, the fire. Oh, my grace. I miss that. I miss that so much. There, I'm going on about the ocean again.
You know,
shut up, Naomi. Oh, boy. Okay, so thank you so much, Forgotten Dream. And where are we going next, Pam?
Up next, we have In Your Arms by Teresa Streshenkoff. And it goes like this. We got together like puzzle pieces as if we were meant to be. In your arms, I got like a glove. For you, my dear, I fell in love. We were meant for each other's arms and fill our life with lots of charms, protecting one another from life's harms, loving one another along the way. You are my world and my life, hoping and praying one day that I will become your wife and stay in your arms forever. Your arms are my fortress. They are my place of protection. When your arms are around my body, I feel as though no harm can come my way. End poem.
Oh, this is so sweet. You know, it's just so romantically and so tender and oh, so relatable to so many. I just, you know, I want those arms around me. Oh, it's just so wonderful. Just a wonderful write by Teresa here. You are my world and my life, hoping and praying one day that I will become your wife and stay in your arms forever. Your arms are my fortress. They are my place of protection. Oh, that's so beautiful. What did you think, Jody?
Yeah, I thought she did a great job conveying the emotions through the poetry. You know, the allure of art with the complexity of human desire. And she definitely was on a mission with that poem to express how she felt. And I thought she did it very well. Yeah, very good job. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. And Pam, your thoughts?
I really thought this was a heartfelt write on knowing that you're meant to be in someone's arms, of being in a relationship where you not only feel loved, but you feel supported and protected. I really like where she says, we were meant for each other's arms and fill our life with lots of charms, protecting one another from life's harms, loving one another along the way. And I really like those lines because they speak to me on a relationship that is equal and balanced and both people being there for each other. So wonderful, right? And very well done.
Wonderful comment, Pam. And thank you so much, Teresa, for writing. And what will be our next poem, Pam?
Well, that was the last one for the Shaka Khan rites. So now we are going to go into rites inspired by the artwork of Electra. So
okay, super.
With that being yes, and with that being said, we have up "Seduced by a Goddess" by Rodrigo 22. And Jody, would you please give that a read for us?
Yeah. Yeah, well, seduced by a goddess. I like that painting, too. Transfixed by the fire that dances in your eyes. Instantly attracted, I know fully invest. Powerless when talking, not to fantasize. Admiring what I see, imagining the rest. Your womanly image intoxicates my mind. Snapshots like a frenzied movie reel. I mentally ponder on those I find. Seeking every vantage point to steal. I revel in fantasies of your skin, so sensual, soft, and silky to touch. Your sumptuous, serene curves, my deep desire accrue too much. Your long and luscious, cascading hair, caressing your divinely arched back, that sultry look at me with eyes flared. My waning self-control does crack. Play you like a finely tuned instrument, adroitly stroking and flicking your gentle strings. Move my fingers deftly on your fulsome fleshy frets and revel in the climactic crescendo this inexorably brings. I want to tease and tantalize your most intimate recesses. I want to glory in your shapely shuddering thighs. I want to paint your entire being with brush-like caresses and synchronize our heated bodies to your lows and highs. I want to marvel in your delightful screams of ecstasy, feeling your marvelous curves against my craving skin. I want to fulfill your each and every fantasy and inhale your scent as you tuck below my chin. I want to lie with your arms draped around me, blissful, our bodies inextricably intertwined, whispers a loving message to your gentle ear of how deeply in my heart you have mined. End poem.
Amazing read there, Jody. And this was a bronze winner in our contest that we ran. Judged by me and Pam. Because, you know, he really, I thought, you know, he really captured the essence of that woman in the art. And also the quote that I had up that was, you know, related to the brush strokes and, I forget the quote right now, but it was related to painting, you know, a person in your colors. This is so, so sensual. Want to play you like a finely tuned instrument, adroitly stroking and flicking your gentle strings. Move my fingers deftly on your fulsome, fleshy frets and reveal in the climatic crescendo this exorably brings. And, you know, I could go on and on and on these lines here. Oh, my gracious, you know, want to marvel in your delightful screams of ecstasy. Oh. Feel your marvelous curves against my craving skin. That is just, you know, woof. That is a hot, hot, hot. So, you know, wonderful, right? And, you know, just absolutely so sensual all the way through and very deserving of the bronze, I think. So what did you think, Pam?
Oh, this is just absolutely stunning, really quite intoxicating sensual lines. And I really liked the two parts that you brought up, especially I want to play you like a finely tuned instrument. But I also really like, I want to tease and tantalize your most intimate recesses. I want to glory in your shapely shuddering thighs. I want to paint your entire being with brush-like caresses and synchronize our heated bodies to your lows and highs. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Mm-hmm. Wonderfully said there, Pam. I agree. And Jody, you read that so beautifully. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought that was with such seduction, excuse me, seduction that, you know, you like expressing something that was almost inexpressible. That is very stunning, right? I like that a lot. A whirlwind of emotions that went through it. Yeah, just metaphors were seductive. Yeah, incredible talent. I enjoyed that.
Absolutely. Wonderful writer, Rodrigo. Yeah, wonderful writer. I don't know if I saw this poet. I know this poet. I saw him before, but I don't know if I saw him in one of my contests. I know he writes sometimes for, I think, Keeping It Brief, but I don't know if he's new or not, but wonderful writer for sure. Bravo. And I don't know, do you know him, Pam? Have you seen him before?
He's fairly new to me. I have seen him before, but I don't remember where. But I definitely look forward to reading more of him and hope he'll continue to write for the shows.
Absolutely. Yeah. And thank you so much for sharing that with us. And our next poem for the night will be, Pam?
Obsidian Eyes by My Angels 3. And Naomi, go ahead, please, and give that a read for us.
Okay, Obsidian Eyes. In the perfect picture, that's you. It's always the eyes that fascinate. Sepia, sapient, salient, obsidian, ocular, organs, dark as the sin of ancestors, yet bright as fresh virtue. Those eyes tell me you've seen and escaped more hardship than most have could have endured. Tints of deprived on bringing flicker through a now healthier, now wealthier, who you, like whole inexpensive socks, the light in them is scared and scarred and feral, but the darkness is rich and smooth like the chocolate she now affords over sugar cane. The shadows in those eyes say she doesn't make friends easily. But when she does, it's all or nothing, fierce loyalty and ferocious protection. Though previously wounded by rejection, they yell, I know things, more things than servitude and sexitude. I don't need a man or a woman. I don't need anyone, but I want someone. I want to be wanted by someone. Her stare challenges you to look away, yet begs that you want, daring you to ogle at the rest of her, her hair, molasses dripped brown, draping around a face forged in now foreign lands, wanting you to look at her body, but judging you if you do. You ask yourself, if she'd curse you or kiss you, make you or break you, begin you or end you. They hold suicide and pain in their darkness and shine it back outwards like a challenge to suitors. Can you stand, kneel, fall, and lie with me? Can you swim my depths and climb my heights? As she peers at you, half naked, half savage, the eyes whisper, humans drain my energy. Take me away from here to nature. Make love to me in fields and on riverbanks. Sleep with me under starry skies and wake with me as the sun rises. Speak to me like I own you and you own me. Punish me for every sin I've ever wanted to commit and reward my every virtue. Protect me when I don't request it. Dominate me when I need you to. I want to be yours. I want to leave here with you, but you can never ask me to do so. Her regal gaze fades as she walks away, but her head lightly bows back to her childhood. End poem. And, you know, oh, wow, you know, I just thought this was such a beautiful write. Angel just captured the personage there in the art so amazingly, giving her sass and personality as she described her desires and her life. You know, I just love so many parts of this, write. The questions she said, you know, the affirmation she says, they, you know, with her eyes that yell, I know things, you know, I don't need a man or a woman. I don't need anybody. I don't want someone. I want to be wanted by someone. And then you ask yourself if she'd curse you or kiss you, make you or break you, begin you or end you. I just thought that stanza was so wonderful. And just all the way through, you know, just she just shows us a strong woman is in that picture, describes her fully in all her beauty, and just such a superbly written piece. And what did you think, Jody?
Yeah, I agree. I thought she fused art and seductive undertones in this poem, you know, very well. Imagery was vivid. You know, she connected the art with beauty and then the art of seduction as well. Yeah, it's very captivating poem. I was glued to it the whole way through. Thought it was going to be a long poem, but it went pretty quick, actually. Yeah, I thought she did an incredible job.
I like that you said that because I had the same impression when I read it the first time. It went by so quickly. You know, it was just so captivating all the way through that, you know, it really just seemed like a shorter write. You know, it was, I was really glued to the screen. And so beautiful job by this poet here, My Angel 3. And Pam, are you back with us, my dear?
I am. And yeah, I thought this was a wonderful write, painting a picture of a woman who is strong in character, who has learned to be fiercely independent. Who has gone through a lot of difficult times in her life and doesn't think she needs anybody, but then comes to realize that she does. And because she wants somebody who will love her for both her virtues and I really like, can you stand, kneel, fall, and lie with me? Can you swim my depths and climb my heights? And I also really like, make love to me in fields and on riverbanks. Sleep with me under starry skies and wake with me as the sun rises. And that whole stanza after that that starts with, speak to me like I own you and you own me. Punish me for every sin I've ever wanted to commit. That is a particularly seductive lines there, and just amazing write and very well done.
Absolutely wonderful comment, Pam. And I just want to say hi to Robbie on the board there that's listening to us and just left me a long message. There is an electronic music show that overlaps this one. Huh? Anyway, I didn't catch all that. So hello, Robbie. And so where are we going next, Pam?
All right. Well, up next we have His Coffee Girl by Bush Baby. And it goes like this. Here I am spread out on your bed, white melty sheets under my head, coffee-colored curves beckoning, strip down, don't wait, plunge in. Feel that silky skin, you'll love it a lot, toffee melting on your tongue hot. Just lick me up from head to toe, suck it, swish it round, sip me slow. Velvet folds succumb to your lips, waves of pleasure rocking my hips. Pulling you up, seeking your mouth, throbbing hands groping south. Moans of pleasure fill the air, beads of sweat coating your hair, our hair. Guiding it in feels warm and tight, a perfect fit like a coffee made right. A full body brew made nice and slow, allowing the spasms to peak and grow. Our bodies shake, creamy fluids flow. Laying just basking in my coffee glow, end poem.
Wonderful read, Pam. And, you know, I was just captivated by this whole write. You know, the flow of it was just so sensually enchanting. You know, I was like, I just, you know, it could be an amazing rap song. I was just like rapping to it when I was reading it. I don't know about you guys there, but maybe it's just me. But, you know, I want rap there, but a full-bodied brew made nice and slow, allowing the spasms to peak and grow. Our bodies shake, creamy fluids flow. Laying, you're just basking in my coffee glow. You know, I just love that, the flow, the rhythm of it, you know, the movement and the imagery and the metaphors and, of course, the sensuality all the way through. Velvet folds succumb to your lips, waves of pleasure rocking my hips, pulling you up, seeking your mouth, throbbing hands, groping south. Oof, that is hot. But it's just amazing, amazing write by Bush Baby here. And what did you think, Jody?
Yeah, I don't know if I could ever look at my coffee the same again. Definitely looking forward to it tomorrow. Yeah, I thought she did a great job. It was like a lyrical magic in this poem. You know, it had elegance and just the imagery and the words she used, the way she used the words was very well done. I'm sure everybody's going to enjoy their coffee tomorrow. I like how she intertwined all that with a cup of coffee. That was pretty cool. Metaphor, very, very cool.
Off mute, Naomi, off mute. Absolutely. I got to think of this poem now that you said that, Jody, when I take my coffee tomorrow morning. And Pam, your thoughts?
Oh, I really like this. It did have great rhyme and flow, wonderful imagery and metaphor. I've actually written at least a couple of sensual poetry poems myself that have coffee in it. I just love that. I loved how she combined the drinking of coffee as a metaphor for pleasing each other. Feel that silky skin, you'll love it a lot. Toffee melting on your tongue hot. Just lick me up from head to toe. Suck it, swish it around, sip me slow. And, you know, just amazing lines. I like how she keeps increasing the intensity until she gets to the lines, allowing the spasms to peak and grow. And I noticed in her AN, she says, for John, a happy birthday. And I don't know if John is her husband, her boyfriend, or what, but if this is what he got for his birthday, I would say it was probably a very happy one.
Indeed. Send yeah. A nice hot coffee.
Yep.
Pardon me? What was that, Jody?
It was probably a two-cup morning, too.
And just to let you know that Robbie has joined us. Welcome, Robbie.
Oh,
glad you could join us.
Oh, hello, all.
Oh,
yeah. How's it going?
Hey, going well. Good to see you.
Good to hear you, Robbie.
Good. It's funny. I go to coffee shops every single day. Coffee shops are like my jam. So when I go to the coffee shop, what I'm going to imagine is you trying to wrap this poem.
And did you, what did you think of the poem, Robbie?
Oh, I enjoyed it because, I related to it in terms of the imagery because, I've been a coffee lover for, probably since my 20s. Like, in my 20s, I started going to coffee shops, and they're just, they're totally for me. Just I like the atmosphere, going there to read something and that, and it is like a place where I think people, either they meet casually or when a connection is made, whether it's romantically or otherwise, because of the way coffee shops are and the way they work, it allows for that kind of connection because it tends to be a quieter place. And even if it isn't a quieter place, if it's a busy coffee house, it's a social place, eh? And actually, I just remembered when somebody started spontaneously reading poetry to me one time at a coffee house, and glorious! Because all of a sudden she starts to lean in and she's reading the poem with all of her passion, and she's she's reading the words like this, and after and when she finished, I held my hand over my heart. And said, be still, my beating heart. It starts to lean in. It's that moment when the whole thing just shifts moods, and they lean in and they say their words like this. They're like, I'm getting a cream with my coffee now.
Yeah, two cup morning.
I definitely related to that on that level, and just as a poem in and of itself, the imagery I thought was very well done. It really lined up well with all the elements of coffee itself, the coffee cream and how you're consuming your coffee, licking your tongue along the along the froth and all that kind of stuff.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All that subtle sensuality. Yeah. All in a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
So true. Well, wonderfully said there, Robbie. And Pam, what will be our next write?
Well, up next Jody, I have your poem, Smoke Show. So go ahead, please, and give it a read for us.
All right. Yeah, she'll need a coffee in the morning, too, probably. Yeah. All right. This is Smoke Show. Here we go. In a small town, dim-lit glow, lives a beauty hearts overthrow. A smoke show in a humble scene with dreams vast yet unseen. In streets where whispers softly tread, she walks her dreams in quiet dread. Her laughter, a melody so clear, echoes in alleys drawing near. Beneath the neon sign she sways, in hole-in-the-wall bars she stays. Drowning sorrows in amber streams, fading slowly are her dreams. Her eyes, like stars in twilight's hold, reflect a story yet untold, of vices that softly creep on nights where dreams should sleep. In the clink of a glass, in the smoky air, she finds solace, for every drink that dims her flame is a step from what she aims to claim. In her small town, under the moon's soft glow, he's a beacon, yet she doesn't know that the dreams she holds so dear are smothered in her atmosphere. Her beauty, a fire, captivating spell, in a world where lesser dreams dwell, yet in her heart a silent plea to break free, to truly be. In every glass, a reflection is seen of what she is and what she might have been. If the bars and smoky nights hadn't dimmed her inner lights, yet in her a strength resides, stronger than the tides. For even in her vices' hold, her dreams are brave, her spirit's bold. One day she'll rise from shadows cast, leaving behind her troubled past. For even in a small town's embrace, she holds the power to find her grace. To the smoke show, in her fight, to turn her dreams into daylight. In her journey may she find the life she dreamed of in her heart and mind. End poem.
Wonderful read, Jody, and amazing write. And Pam, can you take over because my cat is at the door again?
Sure, no problem. No problem. Yeah, I thought this was a wonderful story, right, Jody? I really like how you've captured the essence of the artwork of the woman in there and told her story. This actually made me think of the song Small Town Girl by Journey. And I liked that. And I like how it tells a story about someone who has these dreams, who wants to escape, not only from the small town, but all that it represents and the escape from her own past to move forward in life. I really like her beauty of fire, a captivating spell in a world where lesser dreams dwell, yet in her heart a silent plea to break free, to truly be. In every glass a reflection is seen of what she is, what she might have been, if the bars and smoky nights hadn't dimmed her inner light. And you can just see that throughout these lines and going on further, how she just really wants to escape. She wants freedom. She wants forgiveness. And mainly what she has to learn to do is learn to love and forgive herself. So wonderful, right, and very well done. And
you,
Robbie, you're welcome. And Robbie, your thoughts.
Well, one genre came to my mind right away when I heard this, and that's noir or film noir or however you want to put that. That whole, you know, that the genre like Sin City, and you know when you hear like that line in the one movie, you know, in all the gin joints in all the world, it's got that. It has that sort of a flair to it. And it has that beautiful melancholy to it. You know, it talks about this beautiful woman and, you know, kind of the going back and forth or the juxtaposition of her fragility or how she might feel fragile, but she's actually strong. So going between those two things. And this is the second time where a poem or a write has reminded me of a very potent scene that I saw. It just sticks in my head. I don't know why. It's in a sci-fi show called Babylon 5, and somebody's ex-wife is talking to her ex-husband in the bar, and she's looking at him through not a gin glass, but like a drink glass, one of those ones that has all those like dents in it and all that. And, you know, like when you look through it, it looks all fractured. So she's looking through that to her ex-husband, and his face is all fractured, or you see like hundreds of, you know, or dozens of reflections of his face just over and over again. And it reminded me of that as well. And there's just a lot of very potent sort of noirish images here that really bring out the scene in general and her emotions specifically and her and her mind state.
Very cool. Wonderful comment. And are you back with us, Naomi?
Yeah, I just got back. Yeah, I really like this, Jody. You know, you really captured the essence of those women that, you know, that are in bars and, you know, that's probably, you know, mostly where they grew up in and where they saw their parents in that's became part of them. It's part of who they are, their identity, I guess. And I think Pam described it so well, you know, that feeling of wanting to escape and just being stuck there. But I do see rays of hope in your right, you know, that you feel the sadness, but also the hope that, you know, if only she can find her way, she'll find her way to a brighter future. And I really like the part where you said in her every glass, a reflection is seen of what she is, what she might have been. You know, that is an awesome line that really stuck with me. And it seems that you must have known or being related, you know, this bar scene very well. I don't know, but you really, really captured it perfectly. And is there anything you want to say about your right for Jody?
Yeah, no, you hit the nail on the head there. I was around bars a lot when I was young, so I've seen many people, you know, that felt like they could be a movie star if they could just get out of this place, right? But then, yet they found themselves glued to the bar stool, and 10 years later, you still see the same people at the same bar stools. It was an easy ride for me because I have had a lot of experience when I was young. My dad was always in the bar, so I was naturally always in there with him if I wanted to hang out with him. So, you do see a lot of despair in them places. But, you know, people are generally hopeful, but when you mix alcohol and despair, you know, you get a pretty morbid scene most of the time. As soon as I seen that artwork, I knew exactly what I was going to be writing about. That was pretty cool.
Awesome where you took it. Thank you so much. And what is our next write, Pam?
We have Silken Surf by Average White Man, who was nice enough to supply us with a SoundCloud. So here we go.
I spin the silk of my thoughts for you into a glistening web of romance. The scent of your want dances on the lap of expectancy. An ocean of desire lubricates the curves of my emerald goddess, and oh, how I want you beneath me. Naked but for the silken surf, sheer as gossamer ribbons wrapped around goosebumped flesh. I whisper my hushed impulsion like humid vapour upon your neck, and your pulse throbs beneath tender porcelain parchment. You blush and flush between lachrymous thighs and the deepest of saltwater eyes. Your soft, ripe fruit glazed in prescience of sensual consumption. For all that lays before us is as the breath of angels, exhaling operatic endorphins. The linen of heaven beckons our bodies to merge in an expression of devotion with the requited devouring of Cupid's bow, tugging on soft wet vermilion, dripping with sugarcane promises of a lifetime of harvested kisses. Pain has now been banished. We've snuffed out its acidic light with the anesthetic of our healing lips.
Wonderful, wonderful recording. And, you know, that was so beautiful in his voice. Thank you so much, Average White Man. And, you know, just a friendly reminder, everybody, that, you know, when you can't call in, if you can, supply us with those recordings, because, you know, we just love hearing your poetry and your voice. And, I really, you know, this was just amazing. An ocean of desire lubricates the curves of my emerald goddess. And, oh, how I want you beneath me, naked for the silken surf. Oh, I just love that, the silken surf. Sheer as gossamer ribbons wrapped around goosebumped flesh. That's just a tiny little stanza there, but, you know, the whole thing all throughout was wonderful. You know, when he talks about dripping with sugarcane promises in a lifetime of harvested kisses, and the ending there, just amazing. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I found this one just brilliant, beautiful imagery and metaphors, a wonderful sensuality. I really like the beginning, which says, I spin the silk of my thoughts for you into a glistening web of romance. Instead of just keeping your thoughts to yourself, expressing them to the one that you love, to the one that you desire. I also really like, I whisper my hushed impulsion like humid vapor upon your neck, and your pulse throbs beneath tender porcelain parchment. You blush and flush between lacrimous thighs and the deepest of saltwater eyes. I mean, really quite amazing lines all the way through, beautifully written and very well done.
Well said there, Pam. Those are wonderful lines that you cited there. And this was our silver winner, by the way, and so well deserved. And Jody, what did you think of the write?
Yeah, I mean, well, first off, I thought the poet has a gift for storytelling with his voice. That was pretty awesome. I was definitely intrigued by the way he could present the story. Yeah, the themes of passion and was intriguing it for sure. You know, I really enjoyed that line where he's like, for all that lays before us is as the breath of angels exhaling operatic endorphins, linen of heaven beckons our bodies to merge. I thought that was pretty incredible wording right there. And it is all throughout the poem, really. Yeah, I can see why he won silver. That was an incredible job. Well done.
Yeah, amazing, right? Amazing comment there, Jody. And Robbie, what are your thoughts?
Well, I like that he had elevated language here, but it didn't sound like he was putting on airs or being pretentious. Like, the vocabulary is very, yeah, there's advanced vocabulary and it's very elegant. And sometimes you can tell when like somebody's just throwing in a word to throw in a word, but he's not doing that here at all. Like, he really utilizes it all very well. And it gave me a little bit of a vibe of like it says, spin the silk, gossamer ribbons and that. And it's a little bit of that kind of that spider's web sort of feel, but like almost like a willing victim. Like, I'm willing to go into this. I'm willing to to go into the spider's web. I think that's more my own spin on it as opposed to what he was trying to intend there. But and also I like that, like, it's a very physical poem, but then he has a lot of references to, like, tender porcelain parchment, and then in a couple other places talking about, like, statuesque sort of things and, like, more solid sort of things. So I like the again, I don't think that was maybe intended, but I liked the kind of pull and tug between, you know, the poem being very physical, but then it having some very grounded, you know, solid physical images like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great observation. I like that. Amazing comment there, Robbie. And so thank you so, so much, Average White Man. That was a delight, you know, to read, to hear your poem read in your voice. So thank you so, so much. And where are we going next, Pam?
We have Sleep is a Toward Lover and Sage by Papa Mama Jama. And Robbie, would you please give that a read for us?
Okay. Sleep is a Toward Lover and Sage. Sleep is a Toward Lover with sleep kaleidoscopic conversations, forging roads beyond sight, painting worlds of turquoise colors, corridors of vermilion light. Cool watermelons and summer peppermint scents in spring, music tickling like Lauryn Hill, flesh dancing, love making, cool white clouds, settling the moon and stars, setting the moon and stars on fire, swimming naked in the blue Sargasso Sea. Drag of warm lips, silken tongues, bridge building bone and skin. Floating safe in shadowy whirlpools, fingering, tingling, quickening blood, spicing senses. Sleep is warm pistachio ice cream dripping from a cloudless sky. On a biting cold winter afternoon, when the unmoving fingers of loneliness squeeze with the rhythm and force of ashen rain. Sleep is velvet red roses, kept promises, a sheltering bosom oasis. End poem.
And yeah, wow, Papa Mama Jama. You know, an Ontarian friend of mine from, you know, Canada. And, you know, great, great writer. Oh, my gracious. And this sensual, beautiful, poetic piece was all about sleep. Can you believe it? You know? Oh, wow. You know, he can make anything sexy. That's what I wrote to him. You know, he can make anything sexy. Just so beautifully poetic. I love the flow of the whole piece. His imagery and his metaphors are to die for. But, you know, the pace of the piece, and that was a lovely read, by the way, Robbie, just amazing. And, you know, it just flows so softly down the page, you know, just like it has a dreamlike quality to it. Just so beautifully put. And what did you think, Pam, of the write?
This was a wonderful write on the seduction of sleep and truly was a treat for all the senses. I really like, you know, corridors of vermilion light, cool watermelons and summer peppermint scents and spring music tickling like Lauryn Hill, flesh dancing, love making, cool white cloud. I mean, all the way through, the imagery and the metaphors is brilliant. And I also really love the line, sleep is warm pistachio ice cream dripping from a cloudless sky on a biting cold winter afternoon. Wonderful line, beautifully written and very well done.
Absolutely. Love those lines too. I love pistachio ice cream, by the way. Well, I love kind of every kind of ice cream, but what did you think? What did you think, Robbie?
Well, I totally agree with Pam that it was like such a feast for the senses, and it, especially because it was all the senses. It was taste, it was smell, it was kind of like an esoteric sort of feeling too, of like setting the moon and stars on fire. And I just found it so easy to read and to like just really sink my expression and poetic teeth into, because like with it being so sensory, combined with how well like the lines like really flowed into each other, and it has that kind of like you see in the format of how it's written, like you see like some single words and then just three words and then five or six words, like it's broken up in a way that you can really slide, it's like slide along the poem, eh? And so that really made it fun to read. And I felt like it made it easy to read in the kind of voice that it was intended to be read. And I, by the way, I love his name, Papa Mama Jama. I love that. I wish I came up with that name. You know, you come across those things, you're like, damn, I wish I came up with that. And although I think I don't think that that name would suit me very well, but yeah.
Amazing comment. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, I enjoyed that too. I enjoyed the way, you know, he used the seductive undertones. You know, I thought that was brilliant. You know, the subtleties of the seduction with sleep, being, you know, using sleep as a perfect muse for this poem, right? Yeah, it's just great metaphors, and like you said, it's just real easy to read. I liked how he incorporated that into longing for sleep. Gets me a little tired. But yeah, no, I thought he did a great job with that, for sure. Well done.
Absolutely. Wonderful writer he is. And thank you so, so much, Papa Mama Gemma. And what will be our next write, Pam?
The Moon Blushed by Ruby 2446. And go ahead, please, Naomi, and give that a read. Are you on mute, Naomi?
Oh, yeah, I took myself off mute. I put myself back on mute. Oh, my gracious. Okay, here we go. The moon blushed. Lips cried. Touch me, holding her cigarette. Smoke mingled with the wanton hunger that gnawed between her breasts, making love to that last glass of white. She waited for her lover as he played the last notes of the last tune of the last set on another night. When after the bar closed, he seduced her with his sax. She wouldn't watch, but simply let her body feel each sultry note slide, each breath burn. She knew he was aroused, notes taking on a raspy breathlessness, watching her sit, her body swaying, his libido on fire. He was making love to her in bars of sexy jazz. Her in tight leathers, clinging, tempting and teasing. On his breaks, they would slip outside, lips tasting, hearts racing, flames throbbing. But the show must go on, and with quivers, she would wait until it was her turn, these moments when she knew she held his heart on fire as she moved to his beat. Her shoulders dance, come hither, circling invitations, pouts of luscious, full, starving lips played with her cigarette. She knew he watched in the mirror as her cleavage opened and closed, rising and falling, tantalizingly to each inhalation and exhalation of her cigarette. Mirrors, leathers, breath, smoke, wine, lips, jazz, swaying, voluptuous female flesh, heat, flames, his heart in her hands, the last note she was his, burning, searing, dark and deep, naughty, raunching. He gave everything his music had promised. Bodies danced, flames burned flesh, whispers feigned the flames. She still danced to his tunes, to his sensual, intoxicating teasing. His probing fingers on her lips, sa cigarette, traced lifelines and love lines on her trembling body. Her turn, he watched. Overcome with lust, she danced, dance of seven veils, saw veils, pole dancing wrapped, a snake that drank his essence. Heart burning in her hand, she took him. He submitted, and she twisted, turned, notched up the pressure until they simultaneously combusted. His heart no longer smoldering in her hands, but exploding in his chest. As the night sky split and broken stars scattered on the universe in slivers of ancient silver, as the moon blushed, yes, of all the lovers he had chaperoned, well, he blushed, witness to their pure yet wild sensual abandonment. End poem. And yeah, I bow to you, I bow to Ruby, the goddess of sensuality. Oh, my gracious, and with this poem, this tale is so sexy and hot, just amazing. She really captured, you know, all that smoky, sultry bar feeling to a T. This was just incredible. You can't say, I don't know where to start or where to finish. The whole thing was just so darn sensual and sexy and hot. The whole right, this was our gold winner in the contest, of course. And, you know, just so well deserved. And what did you think, Pam, of Ruby's right?
Oh my goodness! Yeah, this was definitely well deserved of the gold. Brilliant imagery throughout. I love the tone she sets with this, and how she keeps building up the anticipation. And I thought for this particular piece, bringing in the jazz music of the saxophone as an element of seduction was really a great direction to go. I really like where she says he seduced her with his sax. She wouldn't watch, but simply let her body feel each sultry note slide, each breath burn. She knew he was aroused, notes taking on a raspy breathlessness. And then also where it says, dark and deep, naughty, raunchy, he gave everything his music had promised. Bodies danced, flames burned flesh, whispers fanned the flames. She danced to his tunes, to his sensual, intoxicating teasing. Wonderful lines all the way through, and very well done.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. And me too. You know, the saxophone, when I hear it, my gracious, it just, you know, just my body just quivers. I don't know, the saxophone, those deep notes, they just, you know, they're just so overpowering. It's just so sexy. I love jazz, by the way. It's just something about it that's sultry and, I don't know, it's so sensual. And Jody, what did you think of Ruby's right?
Yeah, that was impressive. And the imagery in the poem is vivid and captivating as the art itself. I thought she did a great job writing to that art. Like, poem itself, it just captured the spirit of the electro art. Turned it into a masterpiece of seduction and allure, for sure. Yeah, she definitely was deserving of gold.
Oh, yeah. Amazing, right? And so well said there. She, you know, she did capture all that atmosphere. Thank you so much. Awesome comment there, Jody. And Ruby. Robbie. Robbie, Robbie, what did you think?
There's so many jokes I can make right now. I won't make none of them. But I just think them. But yeah, this was one of those poems that when I heard it, it was like a transcendent experience in terms of, like, you know, when you see a piece of art or you hear a piece of art or whatever, and it really does become more than you just reading it. Like you're you know, looking at it, like, it, you really do sink into the art. And for me, that was totally the kind of experience that I had with this. Like, you forget even that I'm not exaggerating. Like, with this poem, I really forgot that I was listening to it. I was like in the world of it, and especially the part where she's describing the cleavage going up and down was like, oh my God, I've never heard it described so sensually as that. And like, there's like smoke coming out of my ears pretty much of that one. That was that was some superb writing. And even though it was like a longer poem, like it was well written in the fact that, like, you can tell when a write is good when it's a little bit longer than usual to write, and that, like, the way the writing style is, it makes it kind of protracted because of the way the pacing of the words is. And but you don't feel, you know, like, oh, this poem's dragging on, you know, you're just so much in the experience of it, and you're so immersed in it that you don't feel that. And and the thing is like, I listen to I listen to jazz every Friday. I go to a jazz show every Friday, and funnily enough, one of the guys is a saxophonist, and that so I definitely have that, and I've seen them for years, so I definitely know what it's like to be at a jazz show and to all the nuances of live jazz shows and all that. So that really gave me a basis of experience and comparative experience with this poem here. Bravo! I started following her. Like, I put a like on it and I started following her. So I'm interested to see what else she has to offer.
Oh, absolutely. She's a wonderful writer. Oh, my gracious. And thank you so much, Ruby, and thank you so much, Robbie. That was an amazing comment. And we have time for one last poem, Pam?
Yep, our last poem for the night, and then there will be three or four carryovers, is Perfection Exists by Bettina Shomo. Imagining your tongue outlining my body, strokes tenderly placed, head to toe, your lips, your fingertips gently touch the canvas of me, eyes that can't look away, hands that want to touch, totally seduced, always wanting more. Perfection exists within us, the outline of your body. Such beautiful curves, drawn images come to life, revealing in the vivid reveling in the vivid colors of us molded together. I come into you, I come to life. Every inch of your body pulls me in, designs of us permanently etched in my soul. How can I desire another? Why would I? Perfection exists within us. End poem.
Amazing read, Pam. And, you know, what a beautiful write by Bettina here. You know, I just loved, you know, the I come into me, I come to life. Every inch of your body pulls me in. Designs of us permanently etched in my soul. How can I desire another? Why would I? Perfection exists within us. You know, that is so sublimely well written, that stanza. And Jody, what did you think of Bettina's poem?
Yeah, I thought she did a very good job allowing the visuals for the striking beauty and the magnetism of the connection. It wasn't just the words, it was almost the dance of desire and the artistry of how she wrote it. I thought she did a very good job with that.
Absolutely. Yeah, wonderfully said there, Jody. And Robbie, your thoughts?
Well, what I enjoyed the most about this was how entwining it was. Just the two people, it just exemplified the idea of two people completely entwined together and like within each other. So, yeah, that was the part of it that I enjoyed the most and that I felt like really was the most prominent in the poem.
Well, yeah, exactly. Wonderfully said there, Robbie. And Pam, your thoughts?
Oh, this is beautiful. It's sensual. It's romantic. I like how it speaks on a deep connection to between two people who are truly infatuated with each other, and lovely all the way through. But I especially like, I come into you, I come to life, every inch of your body pulls me in, designs of us permanently etched in my soul. And so you see that idea of a connection that's deeper than just physical. You know, wonderful lines and very well done. And great show tonight, Naomi.
And thank you so much, Pam, you know, for being my wonderful co-host. I just love, you know, we work so well together. I just love working with you. And thank you, misters, for being with us tonight. Thank you, Jody, so, so much. And thank you, Robbie. Yeah, we really enjoy, you know, having our misters on our Art of Seduction show to read those man poems.
even when they're women for just a couple of moments. When they watch the movies. That makes it even more fun, right?
It was, amazing. And, I just want to tell everybody, you know, that there's still place in Phil's contest, The Art of Seduction, for next week. And, you know, she has this awesome quote, part those sheets like holy water, and I will worship your skin like a born-again believer. That was by Tyler Knott Gregson. That amazing quote. So get your rights in for that show next week. And Pam, is there any shows that you'd like to talk about?
Well, Sunday show, Rex is running a contest for that, and that needs rights. It is the songs from the album Lemon Parade by the band Tonic. So check that out, and hopefully you'll be inspired. And, of course, keep an eye out on all the poetry contests and topic boards put up by our late-night poets, hosts and hostesses, because you're sure to find something to inspire.
Oh, so wonderful. And yeah, so thank you everybody who wrote for the contest. You know, we so appreciate you every week. You know, without you, there wouldn't be any shows. Thank you again, Jody and Robbie, for joining us. Thank you, Pam, and have a good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.